The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire mesechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chof Ches. The Gemara on the Amid Beis brings down a Mishnah that discusses a halacha of putting a basket down in front of chickens or birds to be able to go on the basket. And on that Mishnah, the Gemara brings down a memorial of an animal that fell into a ditch, that you're allowed to go and put blankets or pillows underneath in the walking space of the animal so that the animal should be able to get itself out of the ditch. And the Gemara says that you can only do such a thing if you're not able to take care of the needs of the animal while it's in the ditch. But if you can't, then you're allowed to put these pillows and blankets down there in the ditch so that the animal could walk in them and get out of the ditch. So the Gemara says, how can you put pillows and blankets in the walking space of the animal so that it could get itself out of the ditch? The Chayyad is the Isra of Mivateo Kli Meheichonoi. There's the Isra de Rabbonon called Mivateo Kli Meheichonoi. You're not allowed to take away, destroy the use of a keli on Shabbos. You can't cause a keli, an article, to become mukta on Shabbos. If you're going to put this pillow or blanket beneath an animal, that the animal should walk on it, while the animal is standing on it, it becomes a basis to the animal. It becomes a basis to the davar, it becomes a basis, a base, a support to mukta. And a base or support to mukta, it itself is mukta while the mukta item is on it. And you're not allowed to make something be mukta on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So the Gemara asks, how can you go ahead and put the pillow and blanket in the walking space of the animal? So the Gemara answers that here it's permitted, since the Isser of Mevata Klimei Chonoi, since the Isser of destroying the use of an article on Shabbos is only an Isser D'Rabbanan, it's only a rabbinical prohibition, and here that it's for the purpose of saving the animal, helping out the animal, saving the animal from pain, it's permitted. Because of the idea, the concept of the hurting an animal or causing pain to an animal is Tzar Bali Chaim, which is a d'oraisa dika concept. There's an iser, there's a prohibition mid'oraisa to cause any pain to an animal. And even if you have not caused any pain to the animal and you're just coming to save the animal from pain, that's also a d'oraisa concept, a biblical concept, and that overrides this iser d'rabbanon of mivati kli meichoni, destroying the use of a keli. I'd like to devote this year to the topic of the Isser of Mivatel Kli Meheichonoi. From this Gemara, we see this Isser. This is one of the numerous places throughout our Mesechta that we come across this Isser. And I'd like to devote this year with a couple practical applications in a specific prat, in a specific detail of this halacha of Ein Mivatelin Kli Meichonoi. This Isser, this rabbinic prohibition that we can't destroy the use of a keli. We see from the Gemara that even temporarily destroying the use of the keli is prohibited. Rashi right here says that what's the Isser, why is such a thing prohibited? What's he doing wrong by that he is destroying the use of the keli? So Rashi says, because it's comparable to destroying a keli. It's like soise, it's like taking a building and destroying it. Just like we know there's one of the lamites melachis, is soise, destroying. Usually it's with destroying a building, something that very often is something that's connected to kaka. There's also a whole sugi if there's binin and stir the kelim, if it's also midayais, if it's also midayabonon. But there's an isser of, on Shabbos we know this isser, you can't destroy things. So by that you are destroying the use of the keli, you are like, it's as if you are destroying the keli. By that you're making it become prohibited from moving, it's as if you're destroying that item, and it's as if you're violating the isser of soiser. Tosfos earlier on Daf Mem Gimel asks on Rashi, that Rashi earlier in the Mesechta says a different reason for this prohibition of Mivatel Kli Meichonoi. Dear Rashi says that the Isser is because of the opposite thing. It's not because you're destroying the Keli, it's because you're building. It's because if you cause that an article becomes prohibited from moving around, so you are, it's as if you are taking that item and affixing it to the place where it is. It's as if you are building it onto that place, onto that location where it is, because now that you can't move it away, it's built onto that place. So here Rashi says the opposite melacha of what he says over here. Here he says it's place where you're destroying the kid, you're destroying the article. Here he says, it's as if you're building it, it's as if you're adding that article onto the ground where it is situated. In any case, that is the kasha of Tosfos, and that's a side point. I don't want to get into that discussion during this year. I'd like to devote the focus of this year to a specific detail of this halacha. And that is that the Levush, when he says this halacha, he says like this. This is in Siman Reis HaMechei of the Levush. He says you cannot put a keli, cannot put a utensil under a candle that's dripping oil, because the oil that's coming out of the candle is muktzah. And when the oil will fall into this keli, into this utensil, the keli will become a basis to that oil that falls in. This keli that the oil will fall into will become itself muktzah. And that means you are destroying the use of this keli that the oil fell into. And says the Levush, so the problem is, she'in stam kli imelozeh. Because the average keli is not designated to become useless. It's not designated to be holding muktzah. So we could take out of the Levush a very important concept regarding this halach, and that is that the whole prohibition only applies when this keli is not designated to become muktzah. We only say there's an isim levatel kli mehechonoi if the norm would be to use the keli, to have this keli be permitted to be used the entire Shabbos, and you're coming along and disrupting that normal. And you're going and making it become asr, you're making it become muktzah, then it's prohibited. Whereas if this keli is something that is usually used in a way that it itself becomes muktzah, then it's permitted. What's an example of this? There are many, many practical examples. This is what I like to get into during this year. For example, the Sefer Shvus Yitzchok brings down B'Shem Eliyashiv Zatzal that he goes with this Livush and he says that a keli that's miyuchad, it's designated, it's meant for to put mukta things in it, then we don't have this whole issue of Levata Kli Me'echonoi. And the Shmir Shabbos Kil Chosso, which is based on the Psalm of the Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, says the same thing. Therefore, the Shmir Shabbos Kil Chosso says that you can go ahead and take a garbage can, an empty garbage can, and put garbage in it. Aye, if you have garbage which is muktzah, you're going to put it into the garbage can, you're going to make the garbage can become muktzah. Now, not only is the garbage muktzah, the garbage can itself became muktzah. You're being mevatel kli mehechonoi. You're making this garbage can become usher to move. It becomes usher. It itself becomes a basis lidavot. It itself, now the garbage can became something that's muktzah. It's not a problem. Since the garbage can is miyuchad, is designated to be used to hold muktzah things, you're not destroying the use because it's meant to be destroyed. And in such a thing, there's no issur levatel kli mehechonoi. Therefore, numerous places say there's no problem of putting a garbage bag into a garbage can and then putting garbage into the garbage bag. Because again, the same way you could put garbage or mukta items into a garbage can, you could also put it into a garbage bag. I'd like to mention an interesting aura regarding this halacha and an interesting application. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchotze says that not only does the Levush hold of this Yisoid, that whenever it's Miyuchad, whenever it's designated to be used for holy mukta items, that there's no Isser of Medata Kli Meichonoi, but the Mishnah Berurah also holds of this Yisoid. Where is this Mishnah Berurah? Because the Mishnah Berurah says in Simen Shin Hei, Sivkot and Samachtes, that there's an Isser to be Mevatele Kli on Shabbos from Mimasha Hoya Muchenes, from the thing that it was prepared for. So when the Mishnah Berurah is describing this prohibition, he says it's only prohibited to destroy from what it was prepared for, which gives us an indication that Lechayr, he's going like this Levush, that it's only prohibited if it's you're taking away from what it's miyuchad for, but not if it's miyuchad yes for muktzayis. I saw the Yitzchak Kazalit Shlita, one of the Rashi Chaburi in Lakewood, he asks the following question. You want to bring the Araya from that Mishnah Berurah? I'll ask the Ami Araya the other way. From a Bira Halacha, because the Bira Halacha, in the end of Simen Shin Lamed Ches, he's bothered by the following question. In fact, the Bira Halacha, every morning, every Shabbos or Yom this morning, when you wake up and you have Negovasa by your bed, and the water that you pour after you finish washing Negovasa is Muktzadika water, you can't do anything with it. You're not supposed to use it for washing anything. You're not supposed to use it to even give it to an animal to drink. And so, that water is muktzadika water. So how could you wash your hands, negovasa, into a basin? You're making the basin become muktzah, fekta chavetz chai, fekta mishneh burim, bir aloche. And then the bir aloche says, you have the same question. And when you wash, my machrein, when you finish your suda Shabbos day, and that water is also to be used for any other use, so that water is also muktzeh. So how can you wash mayim achroinim into a keli and then carry it to the kitchen and then pour it out? The basin that you pour the mayim achroinim water into is becoming muktzeh, so you're being mevatel kli meichonoi. Forget about being able to carry it afterwards to the sink, but how could you go ahead and make that keli muktzeh? How can you pour the water into that receptive utensil when you're being mevatel kli meichonoi, as they fact the Mishnah Berurah? So the Mishnah Berurah says two terutzim. One of his terutzim are, he wants to say, says the Mishnah Berurah, no. The answer, the reason why everybody goes, we all know that everybody goes and washes mayim achroinim, and everybody goes and washes the negovasa, and they pour it into a keli, and that's obviously not a problem. The Mishnah Berurah is not assuming it's a problem. It must, everybody does it, and it must be permitted. Says the Mishnah Berurah, one of his terutzim is, it's not a problem. Since the only reason why this water is prohibited is only because there's a ruach ro that's resting on the water, so that's not considered a neiroi. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah has to say it's not considered fully muktzah. It's not enough muktzah that it's not such a problem. It's not so badly unfit to make it be that it will have the problem of mevatel kli meichonoi. I'm not sure if the maskon of the bialoch is that therefore the water isn't muktzah at all, or that he means to say at least it's not as bad as other examples of mevatel kli meichonoi. But in any case, let's go back to our discussion. What's going on? L'chayre, everybody that has a negovasa basin and everybody that has a mayim achreinim, special silver mayim achreinim utensil, L'chayre, that keli is miyuchad. It's designated for washing mayim achreinim. and the basin for the Negev Asa is designated for the Negev Asa. So what was the Chofetz Chaim's kasha? If the Chofetz Chaim held like the Levush, then whenever it's designated for that use, then there's never a famine of the Vatach Limechonoi. So what was the Chofetz Chaim's kasha in the first place? The Chofetz Chaim doesn't hold of the Levush. So passively, we don't know for sure, but passively the Chofetz Chaim, perhaps this is a shtickel teretz, that the Chofetz Chaim was talking about when somebody went and took a pot from the cabinet and they used it to be mekabel the negel vasa. Nowadays, everybody has a separate basin for negel vasa, a separate keli for mayim achrayim. But who said the Mishnah Berurah had that? Who said in the Mishnah Berurah's times everybody had a nice, beautiful silver mayim achrayim? And therefore, what do? They just took a regular cup and a regular bowl and they washed mayim achrayim into it. And that's what the Chofetz Chaim was discussing. So it could be that would be the real tirits to get out of this kasha. But it's for sure a good aura that kipshutoi, the way we, if the mitzvah of by the Chofetz, that the Chofetz Chaim is discussing is the same as what we have today, so then, what was his kasha if not that he disagreed with the Levush? That's an interesting aura. I think it's worth mentioning a halacha also, a very practical application of this halacha. The Sefer Shmuel Yitzchak says like this. He says that because of this halacha, that you're not allowed to take a keli that's usable and make it become unusable. So therefore, if let's say something spilled on Shabbos, a regular, typical family, we're all human and something spilled, so he's going to find something to clean up the spill with. So he wants to go and take some clothing. The first thing he sees is some clothing hanging in the closet. Says the Shmuel Yitzchak, it's aser. You can't go take clothing and make them wet to clean up a spill, because you're making the keli, you're making that beggar, that clothing, become aser to use. You're making it be bottle from its ishtamshus. You can't go ahead and make something be muktzah. You won't be able to use the keli. You won't be able to use that piece of clothing when it's soaking wet. Says the Shmuel Yitzchak that if the ashes that Tal said that even if you want to go to the laundry basket and take out dirty laundry, so you'll say the dirty laundry he wasn't going to use anyways. No. That's also, as long as the dirty laundry is clean enough that if you need the laundry, you would go to the laundry basket and wear it, then it's usable enough that you can't make it become mukta and Shabbos, therefore you can't use dirty laundry to clean up a spill. However, with the levush, once being that if the ashim zatzal and the shleim zaman zatzal were seimich on the levush, and as far as I know, the poskim that I'm familiar with rely on the levush. So therefore, anything that's miyucha, that's designated to become muktzah, designated for this muktzah ishtamshus, you're allowed to use it for. So therefore, you could go ahead and take a towel or a rag, since those things are miyuchad, they are yes designated to become, to clean up spills and to become muktzah through becoming wet and cleaning up spills. So those things you could use. That there's a levush that holds that you're allowed. There's no issue of the vata klima echone when it's miyuchud for that. We can clear about whether the Mishnah Berurah holds of this, but at the very least, if Shleim Zalman Zatal and if the Ashen Zatal went with this, and therefore the chayyur one could rely on that there's no issue levata klima echone when it's oimid and miyuchud to become muktzah and shams.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.